The White House says that President Biden has no plans to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, a break with his predecessor who held three high-profile meetings with Kim. The North test-fired two short-range missiles earlier this month, the first ballistic missiles it has launched since Biden took office. Biden responded during his first press conference last week.
There will be responses if they choose to escalate. We will respond accordingly. But I'm also prepared for some form of diplomacy.
Gene Lee is the director of the Korea Center at the Wilson Center. Gene, welcome back to Here and Now.
Thank you so much for having me.
What is your sense of what's going on right now? Is this Kim Jong-un testing a new administration in Washington?
Exactly. We're early in a new U.S. presidency, and what we're seeing is North Korea trying to feel out what their options are on strategy and trying to influence the policymaking in Washington, in Seoul, and in other capitals. And what we're seeing on the Washington side is the Biden administration saying, hey, there's a new sheriff in town. This is not going to be that era of summit diplomacy, that very theatrical summit diplomacy that President Trump carried out during his 4 years. It does kind of feel like we're heading toward back into this cycle of provocations and sanctions. We're not quite there yet, so this is the time to just make sure all of those steps are very carefully calculated.
So when President Biden says he is prepared for diplomacy with North Korea, what do you think he means? What does that diplomacy look like? You talk about a cycle of provocation and sanctions.
We have to remember that the Biden administration has not fully revealed what its North Korea policy will be. It's currently under review, and so they're tweaking some elements of it. But I think that that suggests that they are going to use sanctions as part of the diplomacy, and that the eventual goal is to get back to nuclear negotiations. This is something that the North Koreans are going to take note of. But what it does perhaps lead us to is that cycle of provocations, because both sides will be looking to increase their leverage. The North Koreans are going to be thinking, well, when we get to that negotiating table, we want to have more in our arsenal. And the Americans may be thinking, well, we've got to have something that we can negotiate with. And often that is sanctions.
And so what is the North's nuclear strength right now? And what do we know about Kim's nuclear weapons and his ability to use them?
I think it's really important to recognize that North Korea's arsenal is far stronger in 2021 than it was in 2017. So this is going to be a very different game than it was when President Trump first took office 4 years ago. Now, it may seem like North Korea's been quiet for the last couple of years, but they have been continuing to test ballistic missiles. They've tested more than 30 missiles, even after the diplomacy and the bromance between President Trump and Kim Jong-un. And every test, even if it's not a major one that captures the headlines, goes toward improving some aspect of their technology. And that means the stakes are higher on both sides. And so this is going to be a very, very tricky negotiation when we get to that table.
So the last 4 years actually strengthened Kim's arsenal. You say they're stronger now from a nuclear perspective in 2021 than they were in 2017.
That's an important thing to remember, because I think that we tend to assume that North Korea was somewhat quiet, but that was President Trump also turning a blind eye to the missile launches. And that's something that the Biden administration is seeking to signal, is that every time you test a ballistic missile, it is a violation of UN Security Council resolutions, and we're going to take a stand and we're going to respond.
So the North clearly poses a threat to South Korea and Japan. Do those countries have any leverage at this point over Kim?
The leverage that these countries have, and this is what we'll see Washington do, is try to get South Korea and Japan on board as part of a regional strategy with the United States. And I think we'll start to see some of that happen. We've got the national security advisors of both Japan and South Korea going to Washington this week to meet with the national security advisor in Washington, and to try to work together on a strategy that's cohesive and that is united, so that North Korea can't divide and conquer and drive a wedge between these allies.
So talk about that regional strategy, Gene. What about China's influence in all this with Kim Jong-un and North Korea?
Absolutely. I think as we see Japan, South Korea, and the United States work on a strategy together, if we're not seeing progress on U.S.-North Korean relations. We may see North Korea trying to get China on board and get support from China. I think we'll probably start to see some more trade between China and North Korea. We may even see North Korea send a delegation to the Beijing Olympics, which is coming up next year. And for China to step in and try to play that role as a country that can take the lead on diplomacy when it comes to North Korea, that will have to be part of the larger strategy the Biden administration is trying to roll out or carry out in the region, is to get China on board to a certain degree when it comes to North Korea.
Jean Lee is director of the Center for Korean History and Public Policy at the Wilson Center. Jean, thank you very much for your perspective and for speaking with us.
Thanks. It was great to join you today.